When a country has 42 million people complaining about constipation, you would definitely call it a social problem. However, every blog or article you see on the internet gets less and less interesting and look more like rewrites than bringing any value to the reader. It's mostly just increase fiber intake, drink more water, exercise and the likes. But do these really work? This blog is going to bust the myths that come with the disease and add a healthy serving of science, just to make sure you are convinced. Want to find out? Let's take a look. 1. Drinking gallons of water. Water is no doubt a necessary perpetrator in our body, but it has little to do with constipation. According to the best gastroenterologist researchers, water does little to relieve your situation unless the cause is dehydration. So, it is best that stop drinking gallons of water and make sure that you have a better diet. The immediate solution. Try some over-the-counter osmotic or stimulant laxatives to help your case. Osmotic laxatives bring in more moisture to your system to help pass stool, while stimulants engage your muscles and make them do the work. Both of these types are available in pharmacies. However, if you do still have a problem, go and see a GI physician before you contract a gastroenterology disease. 2. The fiber intake story. You might have often heard that fiber intake increases bowel movement, but that does not mean all kinds of fiber. Fiber can generally be divided into two categories, soluble and insoluble fiber. It is the latter type that you should look into, because this is the one that helps in moving waste down your gastrointestinal tract. The soluble fiber dissolves in water and becomes a jelly substance, which can actually be detrimental to your whole constipation. The immediate solution. Add more whole cereals, breads, and the likes to your diet. These food groups are high in insoluble fiber, and that is what makes it so much better for your constipation. 3. Constipation means irregular bowels. However, irregular has a timeline, and it does not mean feeling bloated or not having bowels for a day. All of us have unique timelines when it comes to our gut, and we have to live with that. So, stop stressing out if you did not have to go to the loo for a day, and don't just ring the doctor. However, if you are feeling uncomfortable and bloated, just get in touch with a gastroenterology diseases specialist and you are good to go. These are the three myths that often make the rounds in the minds and matter of constipation patients. Also, if you are having any other issues, get in touch with a specialist now.